The wife of Alaska Congressman Don Young has died. Lou Young died in her sleep at the couple's home in Great Falls, Virginia, outside of Washington, late Saturday night or early Sunday morning, according to the congressman's office. Spokeswoman Meredith Kenny says the exact cause of death is not yet known. Lou Young was 67 years old and married to Don Young for 46 years. She had suffered from what her husband called a slight stroke back in 2002, but former staffer and friend Curtis Thayer in Anchorage says her death was completely unexpected.
She was flying up to Alaska next week, and we were going to get together and have lunch. And she had been ill probably 5-6 years ago, had a mild stroke, and she had been recovering well, and she was kind of back to her old self. And then for something like this, it's just such a surprise.
Thayer says the Youngs were inseparable.
Morning, noon, or night, you know, she was always by his side. And when I did travel with Don by himself, he seemed kind of lost. He always depended on her for so much, and they were a very special team. And he's just going through such an incredible loss that I don't even know how he's coping right now.
Senator Lisa Murkowski paid tribute to Lou Young on the Senate floor this afternoon.
Today, the people of Alaska aren't thinking about Lou's contributions to Don's political career. They're reflecting upon the truly remarkable love between the two of them. And in a statement this morning, Congressman Young really summed it up. He said, "Lou was my everything, and I'm heartbroken."
Former staffer Mike Anderson says the couple's special bond is what he'll remember most.
It is dear. They were like soulmates. They are soulmates. She supported him in his job, both emotionally and practically. They were a team. Alaska benefited because Alaska got 2-for-1 on this deal.
Lou Young was always in her husband's office. She had a desk in the front room and was on staff as a volunteer. Anderson says she would meet with members of Congress to drum up support for her husband and his legislation. He says over the decades, Lou Young became a signature part of the office.
This was a lady that would greet you. She would say hi. You come to the East, when Alaskans come to the East Coast sometimes, you know, it's not Alaska. It's not that personal, that meet you and greet you and say hi to you kind of a thing. And when they showed up at Young's office, there she was to make sure that you didn't leave Alaska. You were walking into a part of Alaska there.
Lou Young was Athabascan and met her husband in the interior village of Fort Yukon, where she was working as a bookkeeper and he was teaching elementary school. The executive director of tribal government in Fort Yukon, Bonnie Thomas, says the Youngs returned to the village every fall for hunting season. Thomas went to college in Washington, D.C. at American University and spent time with Lou Young there.
We'd like to send our sincere condolences to Don and his family. Lou was a really great woman. I had interviewed Don Young also, and he told me that Lou was, you know, his true love and was sweet. He shared his story about how they met, and she's the backbone of the family. She's the one that got him into politics, so she had a powerful part in his life.
The Youngs have 2 daughters and 14 grandchildren. Governor Sean Parnell has ordered flags to be lowered to half-staff tomorrow in her honor. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced.